I'm Liam Connors with this VPR News. The muscle-wasting disease ALS strikes about 5,600 patients each year. The vast majority of those cases are not inherited, but for the families that do carry the gene, it is especially heartbreaking. One of those families lives in Vermont, and as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, they have helped to advance medical research.
Susan Lina of North Danville has watched so many people she loved die slow, lingering deaths that she sometimes dreads picking up the telephone.
ALS. You don't want to hear that.
But she has heard those awful letters over and over again. The first known case in her family was Erastus Farr, a farmer from Sutton, who died of ALS in 1835. Since then, the hereditary strain has cut short the lives of Lina's distant relatives in other states and very close ones here in Vermont. Her mother died in 1963. She's lost her aunt, sister, brother, and nephew. He was only 27. ALS causes the motor neurons of the brain and spinal cord to malfunction gradually until all movement stops.
The worst thing that could happen is you're trapped in your own body and you can think and you are quite aware of what's going on around you, but you can't even move. You know, just practice some time sitting there and thinking, I can't even move my little finger. I can't even blink.
Life becomes miserable, death is inevitable. But in the meantime, the Farr family and their many friends have learned how to care deeply for each other and make the most of the years, or maybe just months, that remain after the diagnosis. Lina says ALS has posed deep questions for everyone it has touched.
What is living and what is dying? So our family's pretty good at both of those things. We're good at living and we're good at dying, unfortunately.
But with support from her close-knit community of North Danville, Lina has worked through her grief to become the unofficial family activist, building bridges to researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital and Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. The Farr family helps doctors by keeping meticulous medical records, joining clinical trials for promising new drugs, donating DNA and body tissue, being tested for the genetic mutation, and being interviewed for a new book by Northeast Kingdom historian Dan Swainbank. It's called The Farr Disease, One Family's 150-Year Battle with ALS. Swainbank says the family has maintained a strong spirit as it has persevered with ALS.
As I say in the book, hope seems to be the best drug that they've found so far to deal with the disease.
And at least one researcher they have worked with says there is reason to hope that gene therapy could lead to a cure for the next generation. But unlocking the secret of ALS is one thing. Getting new drugs to market is another. It's sometimes called an orphan disease because it doesn't get as much media and medical attention as more common afflictions affecting more people receive. ALS drugs would not be needed by enough patients, Susan Lina fears, to generate enough profits for a large pharmaceutical manufacturer. Still, she says, her family will continue to participate in clinical trials, even if they present health risks.
The benefits far outweigh the risks in our 150 years of having this. We know what the other option is, and the other option is death.
Lina has been tested for the disease and prefers to keep those results to herself. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.